Well, the nor'easter that snarled travel across the northeast and brought significant snowfall to the region yesterday is quickly departing to the northeast off the coast of Maine this morning, taking the falling snow with it, and the advisories and warnings have been taken down early or will expire shortly. A couple of disturbances off to our west will move through the region today with a chance for a few more snow showers, but little, if any, additional accumulation. The best chance for any of these snow showers will be during the afternoon hours. After the well above temperatures of earlier in the week, we're back to unseasonably cold weather for the next few days, with highs today ranging from the upper 20s to the mid 30s under mainly cloudy skies. Some ridging will build in for Friday with clearing skies for most, although there will likely be some lake effect snow showers downwind of Lake Ontario, keeping it cloudy for some parts of the region, like the western Adirondacks and the western Mohawk Valley. Despite any sunshine, it'll be another unseasonably cold day on Friday, with highs in the 20s to near 30 degrees. High pressure will begin to slide off the coast Friday night into Saturday as another storm tries to organize in the northern plains. Between those two, we'd get a southerly flow developing, which would help to push some milder air into the region and may produce some extra clouds during the day on Saturday. With a good deal of low-level moisture lingering, there may be a spotty snow shower or two, but the chances are fairly slim. The next several days will be very changeable as a series of fronts cross the region, sending our temperatures for a wild ride, first climbing into the low and mid-40s Sunday before dropping off again quickly on Monday as two fast-moving cold fronts usher in a return to unseasonably cold air for Monday and Tuesday before a quick jump into the upper 30s and low 40s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that thunderstorms are not expected across the United States today, although weak prefrontal convection will likely develop all across portions of British Columbia later today ahead of a very cold air mass that will eventually settle into the northwestern portions of the continental U.S. While a lightning strike cannot be ruled out with this activity just north of the international border, convection should remain too shallow across Washington to warm a meaningful threat of thunderstorms. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low Wednesday of 11 below zero south-southeast of Stambaugh, Michigan, to a high Wednesday of 95 degrees at Riverside, California. For those traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, a slight chance of showers afternoon. It'll be cloudy with a high near 40 and a northwest wind around 10 miles an hour. In Boston, a slight chance of snow showers later in the day. It'll be cloudy with a high in the upper 30s and a northwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, scattered flurries early in the day, then a chance of snow showers later, cloudy with a high in the low and mid-30s. A wind becoming west 5 to 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 43 degrees with a record of 66 set way back in 1896, and a minimum temperature normal of 28 degrees with a record of 8 degrees above zero set in 1957. Sunrise and sunset data for today, November the 27th, 2014. Happy Thanksgiving. Sunrise at 7:01 a.m., sunset at 4:24 p.m. For tomorrow, November the 28th, sunrise at 7:03 a.m. and sunset at 4:24 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Cloudy with a chance of snow showers, cold with highs in the mid-30s. And tonight, cloudy with a chance of snow showers, cold with lows in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and cold with a high in the upper 30s. And tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, cold with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, cloudy with a chance of snow showers today, cold with highs in the mid-30s and a northwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming west in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, cold with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, cloudy with a chance of snow showers this afternoon, cold with a high in the low 30s and a northwest wind near 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of snow showers, cold with lows in the lower 20s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with a chance of snow showers today. Cold with highs in the mid-30s and a northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of snow showers. Cold with lows in the lower 20s. Your extended forecast region-wide for tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny and cold with highs in the upper 20s and low 30s. Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, temperatures in the low and mid-30s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers late. It'll be milder with highs in the low to mid-40s. Partly sunny Monday with temperatures falling throughout the day. Highs early in the mid-30s to near 40 degrees. Tuesday, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the low to mid-30s. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers. Temperatures in the upper 30s and low 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.